We are learning Masechtas Soita Daf Ches Amud Aleph. We are starting the bottom line of the Zayin Amud Beis. We learned in the Mishnah that they brought her up, this Soita, to the Bezin HaGadol B'Shir Yerushalayim, and Ma'ayim Aleha, they scared her to try to get her to be Maida. But Lamaita, she says, no, Tahirani, I am not Maida, I want to go through with drinking the May Soita. So it says, Malan Oysa L'Shar HaMizrach, and Rashi's Girsa is, Umisham L'Shar HaNikna, Shar HaMizrach is the doorway to the way you go into the Har HaBayis, the east doorway going into Har HaBayis, and that is lined up with the doorway of Shar HaNikna, which is the opening to the Ezra. So you take it from the, you bring it to the Shar HaMizrach, and from there to the Shar HaNikna. So Gemara has a question. Malin Oysa, you're bringing it up now to the Shar HaMizrach, to the door to the Har HaBayis. She's already on top of Har HaBayis already before this, because she went up to Lishkei HaGazus to hear from the Bezin HaGadol. The Bezin HaGadol warned her that you better be careful, and she was there already. So what does it mean they're bringing her up to the door, through the door of the Har HaBayis, up to Shar HaNikna? She's already up by the Lishkei HaGazus, which was halfway in the Azara. And for the Gemara, the Maskin in law, Machtin in law, they bring her up and bring her down, Kedeli Yegayah, in order to exhaust her, tire her out, and this way, maybe she'll lose her resolve, and then be Maida. And we find a similar idea when it comes to the Edim, who are coming to say that someone murdered someone, and therefore the Chayiv Misa. So there, we interrogate the Edim very well, because the Edim are causing someone to give you Chayiv Misa, so we do a lot of interrogations. And it says over there, Tanya Rav Shimon Elazar, Bezdim is Hayenes, the Edim Makom, Makom, they move the Edim from place to place, Kedei, should the Tarav Daitim Aleim, V'chazurim, in order that if they're lying, they're going to get sick and tired of this, and they're going to be Chayzer. So we see this idea of exhausting the Edim, so same thing here, we exhaust the Isha, we make it go up and down, therefore, in order to tire her out. Some of the Achrayim asked that the Lashon the Maskina Law Machtin Law is a little shver. Maskina Law means you bring her up, bring her back down. She was already up, but you say we bring her down and bring her back up. So they say it just means the whole entire from beginning to end. That's the process. You bring her up first to the Lishkei HaGazus, you bring her back down, then you bring her back up to drink the Mei Saita. Zokta Gemara Vayta. It says in the Mishnah Shasham Mashkim Saita. They bring her to Shara Nikna, because called there Lefnei Hashem, and that is where they are Mashka. Her, the Mashke the Saita. And it says in the Mishnah, two other things you do at this place. Metharmes HaYolades, Yolades. Yolades comes here to bring her carbon. Umetharmes HaMetzoram. And the Metzora comes here, where they put the dam on his thumb. The Metzora comes to this, to Shar HaNikna. Shar HaNikna was the door to the Azara, and inside the Shar HaNikna was called Lefnei Hashem, but didn't have Kedushas Azara. They were Mekadosh the inside of the Shar HaNikna, in order so the Mitzrayim can stand here. So we have these three different type of people come here. The Saita, the Yaldois, and the Mitzrayim. So when Rabbi Shlomo Saita, it's says in the Pasuk, Mehemed HaKoyenes Eisha, Mehemed HaKoyenes Eisha Fnei Hashem, you stand the Eisha Fnei Hashem. It's before Fnei Hashem, which means by Shar HaNikna. Mitzrayim Nami, the Chsiv, Mehemed HaKoyenes Matar. It says by Mitzrayim also, the Lashon is, V'hemen HaKoyen HaMatar, Se Ish HaMatar, V'oysom, L'fnei Hashem, Pesach HaMait. And L'fnei Hashem means, Shar HaNikna. Elo Yerledes, but a Isha who has a baby, who has to bring Karbonois, in order that she be able to start eating Kachim. She's called Mechusa Kapurim, so Yerledes, until she brings a Karbona, until she brings her Karbona, she's called Mechusa Kapurim, my time, why does she have to be in Shar HaNikna? Ilei Meshum, Dasyum HaKayam, and HaKarbonayu, if the Pshat is, of course, we want her to stand on her carbon. Titania, we find such idea. It says in the Brayse in Karbonos, Adam Karbon Cain. Oymer Al Gab. Halacha is that Adam brings a carbon, supposed to stand on top of his carbon, like the Rashi brings down. The pasuk says, "Tishmeru lahakir of leaving my adoy." It means you watch. It doesn't mean watch it. It means when you're bringing a carbon, you stand on the carbon. You stand with the carbon. So if that's the case, Yehalchi Zavim Zavas Namis. It's not only a Yeledas. Any bishlam a regular carbon, a person brings regular oil or shlamim, he could go all the way into the azara. He doesn't understand the Shara Nikna because he's not a mechusik kapurim, so he could go all the way into the azara and stand with his carbon. A lot of times, it's in smicha even, he comes to his carbon. But the Gemara was saying your ledes cannot go into the azara. Why not? Because she's mechusik kapurim. So here, she has to stand on Shara Nikna. Same king, what happens to your ledes? Any other mechusik kapurim would be the same halacha. For example, zavim and zavis. They have the same halacha that they also should stand by the Shara Nikna or to stand on the carbon, stand with their carbon. Echanami, you're right. Echanami. The Tana only said one of them, which is Yerledes, but it's Echanami. All of the Mechusik Kapurim, they can't go into the Azara, they are imed al gabi karbonoi on shar niknar. They stand with their carbon, but watching the carbon, they're watching the price of the carbon by shar niknar. They yaitse the loch of tishmeru lahakir li mayadoi by standing by the shar niknar. So the Gemara writes, Torah Malintan Abraisa, ein mashkin shtei soitois ka'achas. You're not allowed to give to drink two soitas at one time. What's the reason? That really we want this isha soita to be moida. We don't want to go through the whole process of taking the klaf and erasing Hashem's name, chas v'shalom. We're not interested in doing that. So we want it to be moida. If there are two soitas here, they're going to egg each other on. And if one of them sees the other one is confident, she'll be confident also. Therefore, you never do two soitas at once. Do each soita separately, not together with her friend. That's what Tana Kama says. It's not because of this reason. The reason is because there is a kasa. Ella, omakra, the pasuk says, oisa levada. You're supposed to only take one soita at a time. Now, where's this pasuk oisa? So Rashi explains, the pasuk says, v'shbiya oisa hakoyin. And v'shbiya oisa hakoyin, v'amal isha, v'amal ishacha, make her swear. It says oisa. And when dash the word oisa, it means only one soita at a time. I in the Gemara Nadarim, I'm Rikivegi here, which is also the Gemara Nadarim, that could be there is mashma. It's a different pasuk. There is mashma from the pasuk of Hishka Isa, but there's no pasuk of Hishka Isa. So there the Ran explains, Pshat, since it says Vehishka with a mapik, it's Ki'ilu, it said Isa, back upon him. Rabbi Yehuda said it's a drasha, and Tanakhama says the reason is, so she shouldn't be confident from a friend. It's pretty the Gemara now, but Tanakhama. Haksiv Aysal, Maisa Tanakama, Maisa, what does he have to come on to this reason of Liba Gaspech Avita? Stamazar, it's a Pasuk of Aysal. Zoktimar, you're right. But Tanakama is Rav Shimon, it's a famous Rav Shimon, the Darish time of the Krah. Rav Shimon, all of Ashas is Darish time of the Krah. That means when the Torah says a lav, he darshans what the reason is. And therefore he makes Halacha Lamaisa the Gnafkaminis out of that. For example, it says in the Pasuk, Loisach Boil Beged Amono. It says you should not take security, a beged of almana, of a widow, of a isha who has no husband. You shouldn't take a mashkin from her. Why? Because Zokter of Shimon. The reason is because we're talking about aniya, someone who's poor. The lach is by someone who's poor. When let's say she needs it to sleep, you bring it back to her every night and you pick it up in the morning. Now, if she's a widow, so they're going to think that this man is coming every night and leaving every morning, they're going to think something's going on there. And therefore, the Torah says, Sachba Beged Amona. But if she's a Ashira, and you're not going to be going back and forth, you could take a Beged as security, as a Mashkin. So you see, Darsh's time of the crowd, the whole Issa is not a blanket, there's a cause of Sachba Beged Amona. The reason is because you shouldn't have a Shem Ra with the neighbors. So, Al Kapon, that's of Shimon Shita, Darish time of the Krah. So, here also, the Talmud come here is Darish time of the Krah. Ma Tam Kama. He's saying, what's the reason for the Pasuk that says, Vehishbi Aisa, Ma Tam Aisa, Levada, why does she have to be herself? In order that she shouldn't be, look at her friend and see her friend is confident, she'll also be confident. Therefore, we say that she has to be alone, not with a friend. But about the Gersakos, the reason is she shouldn't be egged on by her friend. Break the Gemara of my benai. What's nafkamin la halacha between the Tanakam Rav Yehuda? Nafkamin is ikabinayu reisachas. The ikabinayu is reisachas, where we see one of them is shaking in her boots. She's very scared. So therefore, she's still not being moida. So we're not worried that she will be mushba from a friend. We see she's very scared of the water. But Akapalam, she's not being moida because she holds she's not, she doesn't want to be moida. It's nothing to do with, they're not worried, maybe she will be confident from a friend. We see she's very scared herself. And the Radal of here and Tosfos Rosh both say, okay, but why are we worried that the other friend who's not scared will see she's not being moida and she'll learn from that. So the Tosfos Rosh says that both of them are esasas, both of them are scared. That's the nafgimina. If both of them are scared, according to Rav Shimon, you could do both of them. According to Rav Yudon, there is a cause of oisa levada. Happens to be, Tosfos says you could have said no nafgimina. Tosfos says you could have said nafgimina is where there is another isha there that's not a soita. Lefir Rav Shimon, it's mutter because it's time of the crowd. Rav Yudon, it's also because the din oisa, she has to be alone. No other lady who's standing mamish next to her in Shara Nikna. That's Taisa will be nafgmina. If another lady's with her in Shara Nikna, I saw, because you can't have another lady with her. But that's the reason she might get confident with the other one, it's only if she's a sight to the other one. If it's a stammer lady, it's not a problem. Vrei de Gemara, v'rei seses mi mashkin, comes out with saying, alfi Reb Shimon, enichanami, if there's no worry that she will become confident from a friend, you're allowed to give, to drink two sightas at one time. Vrei de Gemara, how can you do that? We have a klal, v'ha, ein oise mitzvahs, chavilas, chavilas, you can't make mitzvahs together. You don't do a bunch of mitzvahs together. Why not? Like Rashi explains, because it looks like it's masoi. You want to kill two birds with one stone. You know, I can't do this mitzvah. I want to kill two birds with one stone. That you're not allowed to do. It's called oisa mitzvahs chavilos chavilos. One of the examples are Maseches Pesachim. You can't make kiddush and bench on the same kais. That's called mitzvahs chavilos chavilos. Zok to Gemara. The time went to the Braisa. A bunch of examples of chavilas chavilas. A mashke shei zayis gachas can give to drink two zayis gachas. The claw we're stealing a suit of chavilas chavilas. Vein mitaron shnei mitzarim gachas. You can't do two mitzrayim at once. Vein reitzim shnei avodim gachas. You can't drill a hole in the ear of two avodim gachas. Every halacha is that's for 6 years. If he wants to stay longer, then you make a hole in his ear and he stays until yovel. Vein arif shnei agolas gachas. You don't do egla arufa two egla arufas at once. Again, because you don't do mitzvahs chavilas chavilas. So the kasha is, even by recess says, heck, you do two sirtis at one time. It says in first in the brisa that you can't do two sirtis at one time. Why? Because ain't no mitzvahs chavilas chavilas. The more answer, I'm a bayah, v'tem rav kana loy kasha. Kam, v'koyin echad, v'kam, v'shtei kahanim. That depends. By one koyin, and he's doing two saitas, that's a problem, mitzvahs chavilas chavilas. But if you have two kahanim, and each kohen doing its own saita, that's not a problem, oisin mitzvahs chavilas chavilas. It's not considered a problem, mitzvahs chavilas chavilas. In actuality, there's a Magen Avraham that brings down, that he's dying from a Rambam, that's the opposite. That a kohen, one kohen could do two mitzvahs, why? Because he's doing one after another. But two kahanim cannot do two mitzvahs at one time, that is a problem of oisin chavilas chavilas. But like about him, either way, and anyway, you learned that what answering this theory is that there's a difference between one kohen and two kohanim, like what Rashi learns is one kohen is chavilas chavilas. If you do two kohanim, it's not called chavilas chavilas. The Mishnah said further, the kohen grabs onto her clothing and says in the Mishnah that if it rips, it rips, if it gets uncovered, and they're megala, her whole top of her chest, the megala, and also they undo her braids over here. First of all, they uncover here, and they also, if her hair was braided, they undo it. So what's the makar for this? Tana Baram learned in a brisa. The pasuk says in the parasha Saita, Opara es roisha isha. Sainly ella roisha. You only see from here that we uncover here gufa minayin. How do we cover part of her guf? Tamaloymer ha isha. It says an extra word at isha because just saying para es roisha. We're not talking about isha. Talking about Saita. Why is that an extra word isha? Teaching us that you also megala ha guf. Imkain ma tamalema para es roisha. Why do you have to say the roisha? It might say megala the guf, so probably megala her head also. And for the Gemara, melamich a koyin soisa es saara. Not only do you uncover here, you also undo her braids. That you learn from the pasuk that specifies roisha to teach us that it says roisha isha. The roisha, it specifies the roisha in order to teach us then that they undo her braids, and also you uncover part of a guf. That you learn from an isha. The Mishnah goes further and it says, "Rav Yehuda Eimer, im haya liba na'al, then loya megalehu." It says, if her liba was na'al, she was attractive, then they didn't uncover her. Why not? Because they were worried about her. That's what it says. It says, "Was a siren na'al here soisef she nice here." They didn't during soisef either. Lemeim was zakta gemara. Rav Yehuda chayish leirura. Rav Yehuda is worried about. Here he's worried about people who see and they're going to come to her, and therefore we're very careful that if she is liba na'a, we don't uncover. And what do you see? And Rabbanon lechayishi. First of all, Rabbi Huda holds you are chayishish. Rabbanon, who don't say this, don't say what Rabbi Huda said. They say no. This is what the Torah says. We do it no matter what. So we see here Rabbi Huda is chayish lo'rura. Rabbanon not chayish. Break the gemara v'epchashem minalu. We have a different discussion when it comes to skila. We have that they're on opposite sides. The Mechlekes Rehudu Rabban the other way, the Tavim to the Brais. So the halacha is that when they give skila, they take off the person's clothing in order to give him skila. So a ish, they take off all his clothing, they leave one little beged in the front to cover his private parts in the front. Milafana. Ve'isha, Shnei prokim, achas b'fnei v'acharei, two little pieces of cloth, one to cover in the front and the back, peshekula ever, because the ever is visible from both sides. Divi Rav Yehuda. That's what Yehuda says, but you do unclothe her and you unclothe the man also. V'cham ma'imrim, ha'ish nisklarim. You write the ish, you cycle him without clothing. V'ein ha'isha niskelas ruma, but ha'isha, you keep her fully closed. What's the pshat? The positive pshat we're learning is, could the chama worry about her and who does not? So in our Mishnah, we have Rabbi Huda's warrior here, Chama's not. And here we have, in this halacha, in this brisa, regarding skila, that the Rabban are worried about here and Huda's not. So it's still Rabban, Huda. So Amar Rabba says, not sure, Huda's not sure. Rabbi Huda is not sure. Why? Hacha, by sight, the time of my, what to worry about. Shema Tetsi Bezin Zakoyis. Maybe she should leave here Zakoyis. Maybe that she's going to be Nimsa Tyra, and the water will not do anything to her, will not have an effect on her. And then the Pirche Kuna, who saw her, are going to run after her, because they had her after, and they're going to run after her. And Rashi points out that Lav Dafka Pirche Kuna, but usually they're the ones who are Metsuyim Ba'azara, therefore he picked the Pirche Kuna. I would say, not a Pshat, because they're young, maybe that's the Pshat, so they're more... they're more susceptible to her, maybe. But Akaponim, Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says the word is, they're more Mitsuyin in the Azar. Akaponim, Viskar Birguna. So, Hassan, but by the case of Skila, Hamistaka, she's going to die. So, there's no shash of anyone running after her. She's not going to be alive anymore. Vichite, Master Skuba Achrinaisa, maybe ask the hearer to run after other ladies. That's not going to happen. Ha'ama Rava, Kimiri, the Eyetzara Shailat, Ella Bamash, Ain of Rayas. That the Yetzirah is only Shailit on B'masha Einov Royas. And therefore, since this Isha will not be alive anymore, we're not worried they will run after other Noshim. We're not worried about that. So we're answering Stir Rabbi Yehuda. We had an Ar Mishnah, we worry about the Megala as Liba, so if we don't cover it, we worry her, by Skila not. And for the Gemara, no, because by Skila, there, she's going to be dead. Masha ain't here, she might come out Zakai, and therefore we're worried about this. So Rava comes and says, I know Rava, you only answered one half of the stira. I'm a Rava, the Huda, the Kasha, you only had Shver, Huda, the Bonan, the Kasha, you know Shver, the Bonan? Well, you didn't answer that Kasha. I'm a Rava, the Rav Huda, like Kasha, Kedashanina. Rav Huda is not Shver like we just answered. The Rabbanon, the Rabbanon, Nami, like Kasha. The Rabbanon, and the Rabbanon is also not Shver. What's not Shver? What was the Kasha Rabbanon, Rabbanon? That by... so you're not worried about her. And by there, by skill, you are worried. So, hocha time am I, by soita, why do we uncover her? Mishum, because there's a pasuk in Yecheskel, which the Mishnah brings down. V'nevasru kol anashim. All the ladies shall learn musa from this, and they shall not do znos. Therefore, you have to megala her guf, like the Torah says, even the chash her, because the Maaseh, this is very important to show that they get embarrassed. But hasam, by the Isha who's getting killed, she's getting killed, she's getting stoned. We don't need anything more than that. People are scared enough of that she's going to die. We don't need that extra busha. What's wrong? Do both. Do the busha and the skill, and this way to really learn a lesson. And we learn from there, so why should you give her extra pain if you could kill her with the clothing on? So why should you give her extra pain of busha? Therefore, so upon him, and the Gemara's answer is that the bottom line of the Akasha was so because by the Saita, we have no choice. We got to give her Musar, and this is the way we give her Musar, by embarrassing her. Mashiach gave her Skila, by killing her, that's enough of a Musar. So therefore, since you already have the Musar by killing her, so there, why should you do anything more than that? Why should you do another half to recommend her? It comes out, it's not really telling Rabbanah anything about her. Rabbanah not worried about her at all. The Rabbanah just say that it's not necessary by Skila, because there, it's enough of a yisur, it's enough of a musur by killing her. And now why should we embarrass her extra? Zogti Gemara, Leima, Rav Nachman Tanoim. Maybe Rav Nachman's Yisoy, they says, V'haftar Rech Kamecha, give a person a Misa Yafa, is V'chlegis Tanoim. Because we're saying Chamhol, that you don't give Skila Aruma because we want to have to Rech Kamecha. It sounds like Rehu doesn't care about that. It's telling me Rav Nachman's Yisoy is a V'chlegis Tanoim to Rehu and Rabbanon. Rav says, no. Look. The Kuli Am Isra Rav Nachman. Everyone agrees to Rav Nachman, you gotta give a Misa Yafa. Mar Sava the Chum hold, Bezyana Odav Le Tame Sarah the Gufa. Bezyanis of Odav is more Chumor than Sarah the Gufa. It's in Ekanami, maybe if you take off her clothing, she'll die a little quicker. But you'd rather have a little more tsar, dying a little slower, and not have the tsar of the bezyonis. Well, Marisov, I know tsar the guf of the bezyonis. You'd rather tsar guf is harder first. You'd rather die quickly. Therefore, half the reich kamaicha is to kill without clothing in order to get her killed quicker, and that's the half the reich kamaicha. Now, the Marsha asks that after we answer this chilek, so we can say maybe that's Pshat Rav Yehuda also, let's answer that we can answer the Stir Rav Yehuda the same way, with the same way we could say that's not Shver, because Bar Eloi Misa Yafa, that that's the reason we really shouldn't uncover her. The only reason why we uncover her, like it says in Bar Sait, we don't uncover her. Why do we uncover her by Skila? Maybe the reason why I uncover by Skila is not because the Gemara said 4 is because she's going to die anyways, it's not worried that anyone's run after her. I'll tell you why. Because we want to die quicker, because we're worried after a Kamaicha. Zokt Masha, that's not a teretz, because we would not be over the Issa here in order to chap else someone else's after Kamaicha. This is Yeshlema, read it in Masha's teretz. Yeshlema, the Makamaki have a Chashinu Lehirura de Alma. We have a salkinan oisa arum. You will not give a skila arum. Mashum misa yafa the dog. Because of her misa yafa, we're not cause hurt to other people. Maybe you have to comment to the terrorists before that. Since she's going to die anyway, no one's going to run after her.